Blog Talk Radio.
Out all crazy and wearing things that really a woman your age probably should have left alone a long time ago. Like sometimes it's not what you do, it's the way you do it. And when we start talking about what's age appropriate and what's not, we're normally talking about the way that you do things, your presentation, the way that you look, you know, how people are going to receive you. What is it that you're doing that's going to separate you from the mature when you are supposed to be part of the mature? Are you the mature the way that you supposed to be the mature, or does nobody have the right to judge you one way or another? One might be true, the other one may be false, maybe there's a little bit of truth in both of them, but we're going to get to the bottom of it tonight. It's going down on the Daily Go Get It Business Show. So I and so I said, I am so glad to be here. So let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Stunner Stunner 752. Is this your daily? The daily. Go Get a Business Show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And Dougie G will do the same. Break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And Dougie G will do the same. Every day it rains. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. It is the Daily Go Get a Business Show. y'all know just how we go. We'll pan down a little bit. Yeah, they'll show a little bit more. All right. What's going on, T. Carrie Wright? Morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my people going directly into your sight. And my brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, do your thing, Max, and chill. What's going on, my brother? So we're going to have this talk tonight. We are talking about what is age appropriate. Do you believe that there's a such thing? Because some people don't seem to believe that there's a such thing. Some people say that regardless of what age you are, you should be able to wear whatever you want, look however you want, do whatever you want, and you should be above judgment when it comes to any of those things. And you may be true. There may be at least some validity to that truth of yours. But then again, you know, many of us thought that we were going to be doing the same things later on in life that we were doing when we were younger. For example, I remember saying to myself, back when that 1 year that I smoked weed, I thought I would smoke weed forever. When I used to drink 40 ounces of brew, I used to think, yeah, I'm always drink 40 ounces of brew. Why wouldn't I? And I honestly believe that shit. When I was 19, 20, 21 years old, I was like, yeah, I'm going to be a B-boy for life. You know, that type of swag, that type of attitude, that type of person. And my man used to tell me all the time, like, you ain't got a chance to be like the way you are now later on. And I said, what you mean? I thought he was hating. But he saw something in me then. He was like, nah, you getting too much knowledge as it is. You already letting go of what you are in the here and now because, you know, you keep replacing your ignorance with information. And I'm like, hey, but I'm going to still be cool, though. I think I might accomplish that part. But he was right. He was dead to rights. And I kind of knew it then, like, damn. Because he saw I was trying too hard to hold on. Now, mind you, I'm only 19, 20, 21 years old when I'm saying this. So he may have understood, because he was a year older than me, he may have understood that, like, nah, man, you know, you start at one place and you get to another place. You're doing what you're doing right now because it's working for you. But that those same things won't be working for you later on when you get right, when you become different, when you learn a little bit more, do a little bit more, experience a little bit more. You know, your feelings are going to change. And he was right. And the same way he was right about me, I've been right about other people. And, you know, we've all gone through some changes, some serious changes. Some of us have gone through a metamorphosis. But some of us haven't really wanted to let go some of the things from our youth. I know that many of us have probably experienced being around someone who had a very nice body when they were younger, especially women. You know, I'm not saying that men don't do it. But men seem to be able to let go of whatever physical attributes that they used to have when they were younger a little bit more than men. Now, y'all can disagree with that because you may honestly disagree with it. Excuse me. But, you know, you'll often hear women talk about how they had it when they were young, how they was the boom, and how all the men used to blah, blah, blah. And then some women take it a little bit farther and they say, And they actually try to physically keep whatever shape that they had when they were younger, whether they're doing it through surgery, whether they're doing it through diet, exercise, or whatever, or some other types of enhancements. I mean, you can't hate on nobody for dieting and exercising. I mean, how can you be mad at somebody for that? But, you know, thinking that you're going to be able to keep the youthful figure that you had as you grow older and older is almost parallel to thinking that you're going to be able to attract the same type of person that you used to attract when you were younger. And you know that some of us have not let go. Like some of us were dating 20-year-olds, 20-something-year-olds when we was 20-something-year-olds, and we never stopped dating 20-something-year-olds. So when we got into our 30s, we were still attracted and dating 20-something-year-olds. Then we got in our 40s, and we were still attracted to and dating 20-something-year-olds. And then you got in your 50s, and you were still attracted to and dating 20-something-year-olds. Now, you're getting a lot farther away from 20-something-year-olds. So, you know, in the eyes of a lot of people, it starts to look a little, it looks a little shade bomb. You know, shade tree, it don't look right. It don't look right. Some people don't care. Some people say as long as they are over 18 and they are cognizant of what they are doing and what they are getting into, then it should be okay. So they don't, some people say that they don't see anything wrong with a 40-something-year-old or a 50-something-year-old dating a 20-something-year-old. That's their choice. That's what they want to do. But is it age appropriate? Is it age appropriate to you? Do you agree? Do you agree? Cal Chamber, let me find my... What's going on, my? Good to see me some you. Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. What do y'all think? What do y'all think about what we're talking about tonight? Is it age appropriate? What is age appropriate? Lovely E, what's going on, Erica? Miguel, Erica. Hi, Erica. I know Erica got some Puerto Rican in there. I don't know if she's fully Puerto Rican. But, you know, I don't even know. Erica, you speak English? I mean, you speak Spanish? I don't even know. And she's like an American Puerto Rican. Well, all Puerto Ricans are American, but you know what I mean. I know what I'm talking about. ¿Cómo está, Erica? ¿Cómo estás, Erica? On the Instagram side, on the Instagram, the grand side. But yeah, so, you know, I know that we all probably know somebody, you know, who's like in their 40s or in their 50s and still wearing crop tops and, you know, like stuff that you know young girls will wear. Shit with glitter on it and, you know what I'm saying, showing a whole lot of leg and all of that. And it's like, all right, maybe you still got it, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to present it that way. You know what I'm saying? Now, without a doubt, it is your right to dress and look how you want to look and dress. Can't nobody dispute that. That's an actual fact. Can't nobody tell you how you should present yourself or how you have to carry it. Nobody can do that. What's going on, Stacey White? Good to see me some of you. Thanks for coming on the roof. And Ja Biggs, what's going on with you, kid? Thanks for coming on through, and I'm really glad you did. So, yeah, I know we all know somebody who does that. And some of these women call themselves cougars. Now, I think it's a little interesting that when older women can get away with calling themselves cougars, and they can also pretty much brag about liking men that are younger. You know, they say men in their 40s and 50s can't get it up no more, or can't last very long anymore, you know, shit like that. And I imagine that they're speaking their truth. There probably is some truth to what they're saying based on their experiences with the men that they've been dealing with. So I can't be mad at them. But are the other things that they're saying true? No. And is it okay? Is it okay for, let's say, a 53-year-old woman to be pursuing 27-year-old men? Is that all right? It's like half their age. That's okay. I mean, because if it's okay to you, then it's okay to you. I ain't, you know,
I can't judge you one way or another. Actually, I can and I will. I say, get the fuck out of here, shorty. You know what I'm saying? You know, you on your way to AARP. This young boy ain't, come on. Now, I know, don't get me wrong. I know some young boys like old heads. You know, they be like, yeah, I like older women. I'm like, yeah, I know what that's about. I'll get you a new pair of Timbs, maybe some Jordans out of the deal. You know what I mean? Get you a, you know, PlayStation 5, some shit like that, if you can find one. I get it. I mean, it's good work if you can swing it. Plus, you know, them eggs are nice and dried up in her, so, but she might still have a good, but you know ain't no babies gonna fall out of there. So you might at 27 years old, some 27-year-olds already got like 4 or 5 kids. So you might be like, yo, I can finally shoot free. Pew, 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 pow, 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 pow. And ain't gotta suffer the consequences. So I understand it on both sides, but is it age appropriate? Is this a good look? Because I've always thought about it, y'all. You know, I mean, just keeping it a buck. If you, let's say you 54 years old and you dating somebody that's 27 years old, and you got a daughter that's like 25, maybe, or even 20, like, is that a good look? Like, you good with that? Are you good with that? Like, you know, it doesn't ever cross your mind that somewhere along the line, your young boy, your little cub, as Cougars like to call him, your cub, might want to date your daughter, or he might try her at least. Like, her daughter is her when she was that age. I want to see what that's about. Lovely E says, it's inappropriate. I ain't going to disagree with you, Ma. I ain't going to disagree with you. Because I'm thinking, like, you got young girls, you got young kids, and somebody you dating is really just a little bit older than your kids. Like, how do you really explain that? Age appropriate, baby. And the way that you may have attracted them might have been like, now hold on. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that a middle-aged woman can't dress sexy. I'm not saying that. But I just think that she should dress like, you know, sexy and classy. Like, it should look like, you know, you are the age where you are. I ain't saying you got to dress like a grandmother, even though you probably are somebody's grandmother. But, you know, look like you are a mature lady. Like, I don't think that you should be in your 40s or 50s still, you know, dressing like a little hoe. Now, some people going to hear that and be like, what is dressing like a hoe? I'm like, well, that's when you dress like a hoe. Oh, you dress like hoes dress. You dress like women who, you know, who have sex recklessly with almost anybody or everybody who wants to be with them. Yeah, that's kind of how they dress. You know what I mean? Like Martin said, that fuck them dress. That fuck them dress. So, you know, now, once again, I have to say to each his own, because I don't know everything. And I don't reserve the right to speak on everything. But it is what it is. I will speak on what I know, and I will speak about what I think and how I feel and all that kind of stuff. I figure as a grown man, I've earned the right to do that at least. You know what I'm saying? And I should be able to do that with a little bit of vigor and be sure about it, feel confident about it, you know what I mean? If y'all would like to call into the show
and express the way that y'all feel about it. I invite y'all to call in, and the number to call is area code 319-527-6199.
That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby, on. 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 Get your shine, baby, 319-527-6199, baby. And it is what it is. So this is how it's going down on the Daily Go Get It in the show. We are talking about what is age appropriate. So tonight we're talking about basically what is proper. What is the proper way to dress, act, and conduct yourself as you get older? Now, of course, there aren't any quizzes or tests that you have to pass in order to verify your personality or your age. Nonetheless, you would think that when you're younger and you think you're thinking as a person in that age frame, whatever that age frame is, thinks you would start to progress as you get older. You start thinking a little older. As you learn more, you start thinking a little bit more in the experience that you may have gained throughout all of that. Oh, okay, lovely. He said, unless it's for cougar reasons only. Cougar reasons only. Yeah. Let me see here. What we got here? What we got here? Okay. Carol Chamberlain says, the old adage comes to mind. Everything ain't for everybody. No doubt. Stacey White says, sounds desperate to me. Uh-oh. Carol also says, I see posts from women near my age who post pics on Facebook, booze out all the time. But hey, it works for you. If it works for you, do your thing, sis. Yeah, that's one way to look at it. And Narcissa says, I've noticed people shy away from what they aren't feeling. I used to like older women until I wish I met one of her daughters first. That's what I'm saying. I mean, think about it, Narc. Yeah, you might have been honestly and truly attracted to older women, but that doesn't mean that you weren't attracted to younger women at all. You didn't liking older women is not going to replace your attraction to women around your own age. You know, especially when you're still young, you're still learning. Yeah, I know. I think it's cool. I remember when I was like 23. And when I was 23, I thought a woman in her young 30s was a lot older than me. So I wasn't messing around with this girl. This woman, I guess. And she was a prison guard, you know, a CO and all that. You know, and you know what that's about. But the thing is, most COs, now I don't know if y'all have the same experience with COs, you know, prison guards as I do. But most CEOs that I know normally drink a lot. They go out and they hang with other CEOs all the time. They some Lou and Chews going to what's that First District Plaza event and cabaret going to line dance at Temptation. These are little spots in Philly for y'all who don't know. Yeah. They have, like, SEPTA workers, and SEPTA is our transit company in the city. So they hang around each other a lot, and they drink a lot, and they fuck around with each other a lot. It's like they have their own little community. But she was a little different. She was different, and she wasn't a little bit different. She hated her job. Most CEOs that I know don't hate their job. They love the money, and they love that little excitement of having to go to jail every day. It's kind of crazy. Let me tell you something. I've never wanted to be a CEO. That's for motherfucking sure. But yeah, this woman, She didn't like being a CO, and she couldn't wait until she got out of that jail. She used to be like, I hate going to jail every day. I hate going to jail. And she meant it. So she didn't, and she didn't hang around other COs like that. And she was like a sergeant or some shit like that. So she was getting money. You know, she lived, you know, for people who live in Philly, you know, she was making money. She lived in not the Hathaway house. What's that apartment building at Worcester-Hickon, Shelton and Worcester-Hickon? The Hathaway house is on this side. You like on your way down the hill. And Alden Park is like, you know what I mean? Ain't nobody affording no Alden Park. You know, that's real money right there. You ain't fuck with that. She lived in the other joint. She had a 3-bedroom apartment, you know. And anyway, like, it was easier for me to mess around with her because she didn't try to act young. But she still had a lot of life in her and all. I mean, come on, she was only 30. I was 23, so she had to be like, maybe I was 24. You know what, I think I was, no, wait. Nah, I wasn't 24 yet. I was definitely 23. Because she introduced me to Dave & Buster's. I didn't know what a Dave & Buster's was. She put me on a Dave & Buster's. Like, yo, you ever been to Dave & Buster's? I was like, Dave & Buster's. This was 1994. You know, they had just put up Dave & Buster's. 1994, right? We're talking 30 years ago. Easy. Anyway. But anyway, I'm 28. Yeah. But, you know, she didn't try to act all young, dress all young and all that kind of stuff. She was really just chilling. But she also wasn't trying to, you know, make me older or present me that way. She was just chilling. You know, she was really falling back. Now I couldn't call it a cougar being, I don't know, 8 or 9 years older than me, but for me at that time, just getting out of college and all that kind of stuff, yeah, she was my old head. You know what I'm saying? You know, but she was all right. Yeah, she was all right. So I could deal with that. It hadn't been a situation where she was trying to control me, tell me what to do, dress me, all that crazy. I was like, yo, the God ain't going for that. Ain't nobody trying to, nah, son, nah, nah. But sometimes you will see a woman out there that remembers how she used to be getting it out there and how she used to have control over men, you know, on the physical side of things. And some women really try to hold on to that. They really, really try to hold on to that. Sort of like Wendy Williams. You know how Wendy Williams tried to hold on to, you know, when she was a young man, you know what I mean? You know, when she was a young man, well, actually, it's crazy because when she was a young man, she was a little fatty. She was a little fatty. Remember, you know, when she was, you know, back on Hot 97, back in the day when she first started snitching on everybody, she was a little fat girl. You know what I'm saying? You know, Wendy. I mean, I'm sorry. She was a little fat boy. You know, she was just a young man, you know, coming up in the world. Then, you know, that. But she trying to, you know, she's had so much plastic surgery trying to keep his a youthful figure. I remember she used to tell people on her show, this is why I can never respect that chick. I remember her saying on her show that, you know, you don't have to diet and exercise and none of that shit. You can just use today's technology of plastic surgery and get whatever you want. And I just be thinking, like, what kind of fucking message is that? This joint crazy. And she is. Narciso said, okay, wait. Carol says, going to jail every day and loving it. Wow. Yeah, you don't know no COs? Yo, yeah. They be loving that bullshit. I mean, I ain't gonna say it's a bullshit job because they get paid. But a lot of them think that they're police officers. But I've heard them say that they're in law enforcement. I'm like, I guess. Law enforcement? Like, y'all deal with what happens after they already done been sentenced and convicted. And are they enforcing them? I don't know. Wendell Williams. There you go, Nard. Wendell Williams. She left out the cocaine regimen part. She actually admits that she was getting high all crazy and all. Speaking of getting high, I'm glad you said that, Nard, because check it out. That's another thing. That's another thing about what being age appropriate is. You know, when a lot of people are young cats experiment with drugs, be popping pills, don't even ask what's in them, sipping on scissor, smoking wet, K2 and shit, weeded up all the time. Every time you turn around, they lighting up weed. You ever watch an interview with some rappers or whatever, and they just be, hold on, I'm going to show you what they do. This should be hurting the shit out of me. Oh, damn. You know what? This shit. Why, Mom? Okay, here we go. I got one. So, you ever see, I don't have nothing I can use as a paper. Hold on, what's this? Okay, cool. All right. I'm going to use this. And this is going to signify blunt. Now, don't think that this is weed. I mean, don't think that this is a joint. Pretend this is brown, and this is going to be weed. You ever see, you know, some of these rappers, they get an interview, and they study. No, they study. Well, they don't even be smoking it, but they just, yeah, so, you know, when we used to be rolling, you know what I mean, we had beef with them niggas out there. And, you know, I mean, we had to do what we had to do, but, you know, we still cool, though. You know, we made it through, but, you know, I mean, me and my squad, me and my squad, you know, we got to make it happen. We're going to do what we got to do. Because we already, we getting it. We putting some shit together. As a matter of fact, probably around February, you about to drop this thing. And, we just out here doing it. You know what I'm saying? We out here making moves and shit. And niggas is hating. They just mad because they don't have what we had. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is you doing? What the fuck is we... Now, part of me understands it. Part of me understands it because, you know, you know, it's like you, like some of these chicks who be going on Facebook Live. And one of the worst things that ever happened was that they allowed people to start, like, I'm going to just tell you like this. When you first start blogging, you probably should use a camera other than your phone. And I'm going to tell you why. Because when you first start blogging, you're nervous. You don't really have your material together. You know, you're not all that prepared. And you might be a little self-conscious about how you sound, on your audio and how you look on video. So you'll see, I can always tell when a female blogger is not comfortable in front of the camera yet, because she's looking at herself in the camera, and you'll see them fixing their hair, and they'll keep doing it. And I'm like, if you don't fucking stop playing with your hair, stop getting dressed, and spit out what you're trying to say, shorty. But you'll see them.
Yeah, and well, I think that if men started taking care of their kids more, then they would be able to relate. They would be able to relate to women a little bit better, and maybe the black family would be able to get back on track the way it used to be when our grandmothers and grandfathers was together. Yeah, y'all. I don't know. I drank a soda last night. That's what this pimple is about. Bitch, I don't give a fuck about. Yo, I'm turning your shit off, and I'm giving you a thumbs down. You suck. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? Carol says, Wendy looks a hot mess, sadly. Yeah, because you can't put... What people don't understand about cosmetic surgery is that you can't undo that. You can't put back what you messed up. And you spent a bunch of money tightening up. Your body is still going to grow older, and then you ain't going to have nothing but a bunch of marks and a bunch of surgical scars and all of that shit. You're going to look like a mess. You're going to start looking like somebody stabbed your ass up. It ain't a good look. Robin Ming, my bitch is doing a thing. She's something like a queen for a king. What's going on? So, yeah. What is age appropriate? What is age appropriate? Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Getimism Show. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the R. And we are talking about what is age appropriate. But so I was starting to talk about the drugs that young people use. Now, when you get first of all, I don't condone any drug use. You know, you can smoke some weed or whatever, some weed. Not the kind of weed smoking that these cats are doing these days. See, before we didn't smoke around the kids. You know what I'm saying? The kids would be in the other room. We would be out in the backyard. Whatever we was doing, you know, we would smoke weed on a low. Now, everybody just smoke right in front of the kids. The kids understand what weed is and whatever. You know, they get ready to smoke themselves. They old enough to smoke weed now, 9, 10 years old like that. It wasn't like that before. You know what I mean? I liked it better when weed was considered to be drugs. Now that it's like equal with cigarettes and alcohol, they going too far with it. But yeah, what age should you stop using drugs like a young person? You know, young people use drugs recklessly. Crystal meth. Like I said, smoking wet, which is angel dust. Popping pills. Pancakes and syrup. You know, the pancakes are the pills. So you do a 4-on-4, four shots of the syrup and four pills. You know how fucked up you will be? I know I had a friend who almost died doing that dumb shit. It was hard for him to come back. So yeah. You know, maybe if you are an older cat, trying to attract these younger cats or trying to be one of these younger cats, you might use drugs recklessly. Because young people don't understand how devastating drugs can be to them. They don't get it. And using drugs recklessly is a sure sign of immaturity. And the reaper will come and claim your ass. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. You know, we all know of some celebrities that died young messing around with drugs. Look at Juice WRLD. You know, so that's some recent cats.
who died on drugs. What was the white rapper? What's his name? Mac Millen. Is it Mac Millen? Mac something. Yeah. So imagine you 50 years old with a serious drug recreational drug problem. Like, yo, you 50 years old and you popping ecstasy? X? That ain't no 50. You can't. X? Come on, my nigga. X? And yo, X, nigga? It's not age appropriate. No drugs are age appropriate, but come on. X? You trying to knock chicks out with mollies? You trying to knock chicks out with mollies? Trying to get your Bill Cosby on? Carol Simmons says, I know someone who died from pancakes and syrup. It's easy to. Because you know how hard it is. Like, you can't, when you fucking around with syrup, the dangerous thing about fucking around with what's it, pro-somethingazine, how you say it? Come on, Jai, you from Texas. You know about this shit. With pro-somethingazine. But the thing is, it gets into your bloodstream, and you can't slow that shit down. I mean, you can't speed it up. It slows you down all crazy, and it can't bring you up. So your blood pressure get crazy low, and it's come on, man. DJ Screw, who pretty much created Chopped and Screwed music, which I think is pretty dope personally, but he died off of the shit that he promoted. That's fucking pancakes and syrup. Same thing with, well, personally, I think that that Pimp C might have had some assistance dying, you know, because he was doing some telling. He was doing some revealing. He was a little too enlightened for his own britches at the time. When he came home from jail, he was calling Puffy Gay and Russell Simmons, and he was talking a lot about Illuminati and all that. He's like, yeah, go pimp, but fuck around with that syrup. Fuck around with that scissor. That shit ain't that nice, and it ain't age appropriate.
Oh, Veronica. Oh, Veronica, girl. That's what's up. What's going on, man? Okay. Ansel Jones says, people who get their independence from living with their parents go crazy. Yeah, I agree. But they probably young enough to do that shit.
You know, like, if your parents were strict, if your parents were really strict on you when you was growing up, so you couldn't go to parties, go over your friend's house, stay out a little bit late. You know, if your parents kept you on a very short leash for cultural or religious reasons and all of that, of course you're going to rebel. Of course you are. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to start using drugs and fucking everybody. It don't mean that. You know what I'm saying? It don't mean that. Gee whiz. But it is what it is. Oh, you think it ain't winning? Yes, it is, baby. Get your shine, baby. Oh. Get your shine, baby. I'm gonna move this chat out. So I can see. And why you wear those glasses so I can see? Oh, God, rhymes galore. rhymes that you never even saw before. That you say you heard my rhyme, going to have to fight because I just made the motherfucker up last night. Kick off your shoes, relax your feet, party on DJ Run Beat. Okay, that's better. That's a lot better. All right. Jabby says, not too true. I don't think I'm crazy. Well, it don't apply to everybody, but maybe, but not the way everyone thinks. Let me see. Let me see what Scissor Up is made of. There you go. All right. Lean, as they call it now. Lean.
Promethazine. I'm not saying it right. Promethazine.
Promethazine. Anyway, yeah. Yeah, anyway you can be doing that shit. And that shit be aight, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, that ain't cool. Ain't no way you can be in your 40s or your 50s and still be young enough to be drinking some scissor. No way, fool. But you know, people gonna do what they gonna do. They gonna do what they gonna do. Just don't let it be you. Okay. Okay, but yeah. So, you know, like trying to hold on to your youth in that way. So what we got? Dressing like you young, you know, wearing revealing clothing or wearing your pants hanging off your ass or, you know, engaging in drugs or trying to attract younger people, you know, for sex or drugs or lifestyle or whatever. What is it about some people that compels them to act that way?
Or be that way. Oh, excuse me.
What is it? Now, let me ask y'all a few questions because maybe I'm not being 100% fair about this whole situation here. So, do you think... Yeah, we're going to get a little personal. Hold on. I'm seeing things that I'm not doing. Okay, that's better. Do y'all think that there's a certain age that you should stop going out to have fun? Like, how old, if you believe, is too old to go out to a club, you know, go dance and have some fun? Like, when you get into your 40s or your 50s, can you still go to a club and you know, dance to rap music and have fun? Or do you have to go where the old heads go? Do you have to be relegated to stepping, line dancing, and shit like that? Because I ain't going front. I don't think I'm going to ever be old enough for that. Because I don't like it. You know what I'm saying? That line dancing shit, I don't know. I can watch it for a few minutes, but first of all, they hog up the dance floor. And I'm like, what if I just want to dance regular? What if I don't want to be in sync? What if I don't want to do no steps? And y'all know what I'm talking about. You know, because, you know, line dancing,
stepping or whatever, it's like a religion. That shit worse than karaoke. Because you know how karaoke singers are. You know how karaoke singers are. Everybody want to be a star in front of that box. So, is there a certain age where you can't go out to a club, a regular club, and shake your ass anymore? I mean, you know, I think it's a legitimate question. What do you think? When y'all want to go out, for those of y'all who still like to party a little bit, like to go out, dance, shake your ass, have a little fun, have a few drinks or whatever, where do you go? Do you have to go to a bar, lounge type of thing? Or can you actually go to a club, pay a little $20, $30 or whatever, and buy your watered-down, high-priced drinks? Like a lot of people around my age say that shit is old. Like, they ain't doing that shit no more. But so I know that there's some people around my age that still like to do that shit, even if they just going fishing for young girls. I don't think that's age-appropriate, but you know. I don't make up all the rules either.
And Queen Matu Mayini Monica Davis says, I like steps. To the left, to the right, to the left, to the left. Dip, baby, dip. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I said, man, I could take about how many minutes? All I know is my time is short. After a while, I'm going to be like, look, man. Yo. I just want to do the running man. I just want to do the running man. Do the kid and play. Cassima says, maybe low self-esteem trying to fit in.
Okay, me.
Okay. All right. Carrie Wright says 49, 50, 60-year-olds have parties at their homes or halls instead of the club. What about the ones who just want to go to the club? What I'm asking is there an age that's too old for you to go to the club? Veronica, girl, she says, I find like-minded people and go clubbing with them. I like to dance, so I go where the hell I want. It's my prerogative. I can live the way I want to live. Jabik says, yes, here in Texas. Okay. Carol Single says, yes, I still go occasionally with people my own age. It's always more enjoyable. I like jazz clubs. Okay. And so it was the rap battles online. Ain't age appropriate. Listen, I love battle rap, and I don't give a yo. But you, I ain't gonna front, Ansel. I don't be wanting to go to no battle rap event. First of all, I don't like being around all that smoking. I don't. I don't like it. And I wouldn't. It wouldn't be so bad if it was just weed smoke, but they be smoking cigarettes too. And the problem with battle rap, honestly, and I mean, I love battle rap. I don't like battle rap. I fucking love it. I watch every event I can get my hands on. I buy pay-per-views. You can ask anybody. I'll be up in the crib like, yo, I'm watching my shit. My only problem is I don't have no battle rap partners. I don't know none of my friends that's into it like I do. They don't know they don't know who T-Top is. They don't know how long Luck's been rapping and Murder Mook and all of them, you know, the old school cats. You know, they don't know Chess. They don't know
You know, they don't know Bill Collector. They don't know Easy to Block Captain. They don't know none of that shit. I do. I follow that shit. It's like wrestling. You know, it really is battle. But I wouldn't want to go to one of those events because they be standing up for hours and hours. You know, a smack event, that should be like 8 hours. Like, this ain't a job. Standing up all day. And then, you know, young cats, they on that bullshit. You know, they've been getting high all day. And, you know, you got Bloods and Crips. And I can't be part of none of that shit. I'm like, look, fuck around, stab one of y'all motherfuckers. Just on, you know, like, listen. We look. Yo, old head, what you here with your son? I was like, yo, stop talking through the battles, man. Respect the mic. Howard the Don, go ahead. Give him, kick your shit. Motherfucker, you don't understand wordplay. So, yeah. Yo, 3-0, 3-0. You know what I'm talking about, ASL? But yeah, if you ever going to be too old for battle rap, then I'm already too old. I don't give a shit though. I can watch what I want to in the comfort of my own home on a big screen. Okay, Narsil says, I would have liked to have been in the audience at the Big Daddy Kane versus KRS-One versus. The YouTube video was dope. It was. That was a good ass show. They really, really put on a good show. That shit was like, that shit has a lot of rewatch value, don't it? Replay value. I mean, the Fat Joe and Ja Rule one wasn't bad. And I didn't really think I would like any of those verses. Like this not a real battle. He's doing songs. But that Locks versus Dipset shit, I was like, oh yeah, this thing hit. Jada went off on him. That shit was crazy. Okay. So TK Wright says 40, and unless it's a club specific to the mature crowd. Okay. Carol says, what's funny is they will take a classic song and invent a dance for it. Would you, what, at the stepping clubs? At the steppers? TK Wright says, you mean you want to get this work? Yeah, Lux. Personally, I feel like he lost that battle. But everybody says because of the way he did Calico, Calico was better. Lux choked in the first. I don't know. So anyway. She said, no, it's my homeboy was there in person. Oh, wow. Okay. Magnificent Morocco, my brother. Magnificent Morocco. Veronica Freeman says, I saw Wu-Tang Ghost and Ray coming in December in concert. I was tempted. And looked at seats, but see that there are hardly any tickets left in the nosebleed section, so I will pass since I have no one to go with. Why would you have no one to go with to a Ghost and Ray concert? Because that's our show. Dang. Will young people today go see Ray and Ghost? That wouldn't that be like them going to go? Wouldn't that be like when we were younger? You know, us going to go see the Temptations or something. Like that wasn't our era. She said Morocco with the R, no doubt. No doubt. Is Champagne still open? Yeah, but they changed them. They changed the owner sold it, so Champagne's ain't Champagne no more. Champagne's ain't Champagne no more. It ain't like the old Champagne. I used to like that owner. He was cool as shit. long time ago. Monica says, Faki, I wish you were here because we would be there. We would be in there. Yeah.
How does that
age appropriate? Oh, shit. We have a call on the line. I'm here lunching. Hold on. We have a call on the line. Caller with the last number 2192. Welcome to the Daily Go Get It Business Show. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind, my brother? My bad.
Shalom, bro.
Look, I'm over here. Like,
I think people going to start recognizing my number by now.
Nah, nobody going to. No, I mean, trust me. They don't have no.
You good. I ain't got no problem anyways. You good. I ain't got no problem. Ain't too many cougars hitting me up right now, so I'm good.
All right. Hold it down till they get
it. I would speak on topic on the age, but I'm gonna go in a different direction, and it's gonna tie into kind of what you said about the younger ages starting to smoke early and do other things of that nature. I kind of picture it as it's just like they put an age like on the criminal records and things like that, how they can lock up young men. 16, 17 years old, and you get charged as an adult. You know what I'm saying? Like that's an age bracket too. You know, and a lot of younger women and men, a lot of young men and women, tend to think like, okay, if the world is going to acknowledge me as an adult, why shouldn't I? You know what I'm saying? Full-bledged, you know what I'm saying? I'm already getting looked at as an adult, you know, as in smoking-wise, all that. And kind of like going back to the smoking thing, I'm only speaking on things that I know about. I'm not going to speak on nothing that I really don't know. But actually going back on the age of starting to smoke, you know, I've even seen a lot of kids, even white boys, you know what I'm saying, doing baseball, little league baseball, got dip in their mouth, you know what I'm saying? Got a big-ass thing of dip in the corner of their mouth, you know, spitting and chewing tobacco and shit, like,
yeah.
Kind of tried, and kind of introduced that to me, and it never was my thing. But, like, that's how kids grow up, and especially knowing that you – as a kid that you can go fight a war for somebody as a kid, you know what I'm saying? It's just a mentality that I think the world has installed in everybody to grow up faster at a younger age. You know what I'm saying? I want to talk about the shooting part too, since I'm talking about sending kids out to war, you know? I don't think it's an appropriate age for young men to carry around guns and you don't know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? You don't know, like I think it's unreliable for young men and young women to carry around guns above 21. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's, I know it's not legal. I know it's like stopped upon, but still, like, you know, period, you know, but it's like again, you know, when kids go to parties, it could be the subtlest thing. You step on my shoes, or you looked at my girl. You know what I'm saying? You didn't know that my girl was here with somebody, and you fucking with. You know what I'm saying? It could be the slightest thing, and kids don't know how to react to things like that because. And I'm not even just gonna say kids. Some men act the same way, but adults with a mind that can think situations through, it shouldn't. Situation shouldn't go only so far, especially when it's dealing with petty things like that, because we just had another incident in Houston. Party got shot up, you know what I'm saying? Some kids with fucking guns that they don't even know how to work right. You carrying a big-ass AR in your pants like ain't nobody going to see it. Like, come on, bro, like. And it's things that these kids don't know about, you know what I'm saying? They jumping in the water and without even knowing how to fucking swim, no floaties or anything, but people wondering why innocent people getting shot up and, you know what I'm saying, why people ain't making it home, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just like the brother said, you know what I'm saying? You give a young person $1,000, it's dangerous, you know what I'm saying? They gonna go buy a lot of weed, a couple guns, you know what I'm saying? Car, you know, some pills if that's your stilo, but that's just the mentality. And I think it's an agenda that's just keep being pushed, that's been pushed for years, just keep being pushed, you know what I'm saying, to make the young generation grow up a little bit faster.
Mm-hmm. You know, you amaze me. Because you always give me a different perspective of what I was on.
Yeah, you know, you thought I was going to come the same way. Yeah.
No, I'm not even saying that. What I'm saying is, like, when I normally come with these topics, I normally think I have them all covered. But you always manage to get the area that I wasn't really thinking about. You know what I'm saying? Like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I wasn't, you know, carrying guns and running around here acting like a little thug. There are old heads who do that shit. And like, yeah, I must be crazy. It's funny. I was licensed to carry when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And I let my license expire. And every now and then, if I think about a situation that's unfamiliar to me or whatever, and I'll be thinking like, yo, I really think I should take my shit with me. And then I'll be thinking twice about it. And it's funny because when I was younger and all wild and shit, I didn't think twice at all. I thought enough about it. I thought enough about it to get my license. But I was taking it everywhere. You know, and it was ready to go. You know, 15 in a clip, one in the ass. You know what I'm saying? No need to cop. This shit is ready to go. You know, so. But now I'll be thinking like, yeah, maybe I should keep it in the trunk inside of the, disassembled inside of the, inside the box.
No, bro, you can't do that. Especially not nowadays. No, brother. No.
But here goes the thing. I'm not thinking about the emergency situation. I'm thinking about the cops if they search my shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that's all I'm thinking about. Look, I ain't back and forth to court for some shit I ain't do, or, you know, for a mistake that I made. You know what I'm saying? So I'm more on that. And you know what? Honestly, that comes out of so many years driving with a bad license. You know, driving on a suspended license all the time. When you got a suspended license, you don't really have a right to tell the cops, no, you can't search my shit. They're like, nah, go ahead. You know what I mean?
You ain't got a right to really say that. Yeah. You got to hope, bro. You just gotta hope, bro, having a good day, and he, you know what I'm saying.
So it's like a couple of years ago, I finally got my license straight. Like, it don't feel right. Like license, registration, and insurance. I'm like, yo, I actually got that shit.
You don't want to see a nigga who got his license and registration. He gonna give you hell.
Yo, it's crazy. I got stopped in Jersey like some months back, and he was like, license, registration, insurance. I was like, and he let me go. I used to be strapped with the lie ready to go, but yeah. Carry around. Now, check this out, though, because it's a little different on the black side than the white side, because, you know, like, we might be carrying guns around, carrying weapons around, actually trying to protect ourselves, because we know that a lot of these young cats out here are reckless, they crazy, they doing things just to get a reputation, you know what I mean, things like that, you know? So we trying to make sure that we don't, we trying to make sure that we come home to our families and don't get caught out there on some senseless killing shit. Meanwhile, you got the white boys. Meanwhile, you got the white boys out here, and they training with guns, automatic weapons, and they doing drills, and they carry around.
I thought
guns.
You were about to go a different way, but I'm gonna add on to you, bro. Go ahead. I'm gonna add on to you. I like that you said that too.
Okay, yeah. Now they running around here ready to catch a black body, you know, with the quickness. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you might get into an altercation with them at the 7-Eleven and lose your life. You know, get your shit all shot up and all crazy, and they kick some old stand your ground law and shit and actually skate. You know what I mean? But they ready. They trained ready for war. And nobody says to them, yo, you too old to be running around here, you know, with guns and shit, you know, targeting.
It's different over here in Texas, bro. See, like, even at school, if you go, like, oh, it ain't like that now, but it used to be like that a couple years back. Oh, buddy, you go up to the high school you want to, you're going to see nothing but trucks with fucking guns in the back window with a gun.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how motherfuckers ride around. Used to ride around in Texas. They still do sometimes, but they don't do it. They don't take them to school like they used to. Now they're doing all these school shootings and shit. I think they still do, but they don't have it in the back window like they used to. But yeah, them white boys, it's all about how they've been brought up. You know what I'm saying? They were brought up to they were brought up to go hunt, and that's just not deers and elk and all that shit, but hunt niggas too. You know what I'm saying? They was brought up to go hunt, and we as a black community, we ain't been brought up in those environments, you know what I'm saying, to actually just go out and do all, but you have to outsource and actually want it, like I did. I actually wanted, like, that's my field. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you, if I ain't good at anything else, hey, I'm a hell of a shot, and I know how to track some shit. I can track down an animal from miles away, you know what I'm saying? That's something I'm good at. I've been hunting and shit since I joined. I did all this on my own. Team, I made shit happen. I got in the newspaper, you know what I'm saying? All kinds of shit, you know what I'm saying? But like that hunting shit, the shooting shit, like I noticed what you said, exactly what you said. I noticed that at a young age. These white boys out here got the, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? They train. Ooh. Man, hey, my pop said, fake it till you make it.
Mm-hmm. I hear that.
Yeah. I needed what I wanted out of them. I got it. I got that training, and I got that knowledge that they was keeping from us. And it's just like everything else. It's kind of like a code that you got to crack. It's kind of like, you're going through hoops, you know what I'm saying? Like, but the white people already know the shortcuts. They already know the hoops that you got to go through to, just like you said, oh, they'll shoot your gun and claim self-defense, stand your ground. They know how to get away with shit like that. We can get away with shit like that, but we don't know the loops. You know what I'm saying? We don't know the loopholes. That's the thing. They know the shortcuts before they even come out the womb. They got them programmed in them. These are the shortcuts. But they got the long way around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hopefully they make it.
Yeah. Listen, I don't know.
I get what you're saying.
Listen, I'm not like one of those Second Amendment, you know, advocates and all of that kind of stuff, but I do believe in defending yourself. And I do believe in defending you and yours. I do believe in making your way home. I don't care what you got to do in order to get there. You know what I'm saying? If you was out there doing the right thing, then you should reserve the right to get home, even if you got to shoot your way back home. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. But yeah, you know, we talking about what's age appropriate and whatever. You know, these young boys, when they get their hands on some guns, they do stupid shit. It's like one
stupid
big episode.
They don't know how to use them.
Yeah, they don't. Like Tupac and Juice, he just felt powerful when he had that power to kill in his hands, And that's a real thing for some people. You know, it's just...
Hey, age appropriate, bro. I hate seeing older men putting their gun in their pocket and not, without a holster. Man, come on. You are too old to be putting your gun in your pocket. Get a fucking holster.
Oh, man. I never looked at it that way. Too old to put the gun. Especially if you just shot it. That thing is awfully hot, ain't it?
Fucking shoot your leg off of some shit.
Yeah, man, you be killing me, man. I can't take it. But yeah, that was good talk. That was good talk. Like I said, you always give me a different perspective. You know, you always give me the perspective that I left out. Like, I forgot about that one.
I just try to come at different angles. I kind of felt that I had the chat kind of down last night when I left. So I kind of wanted to uplift, you know what I'm saying, kind of uplift the move and just like, you know what I'm saying, because I don't want to make everybody seem like I'm just a down person. I'm good. Like inside, that's one thing that y'all made, you know what I'm saying? He made it to where the world, if I might look like I'm doing bad to the world, but on the inside, I'm happy with myself. I'm good with myself. Like I'm good. Like, you know what I'm saying? Shit might be bad around me, but hey, somebody is keeping me to where I can look internally and have internal peace. So I'm good. I just wanted to pick at different angles and, you know what I'm saying, lighten the mood from where I left it.
Well, let me tell you something, man. First of all, I really appreciated your dialogue last night. And it takes a lot of balls to share your story. Because, you know, pain is recognizable. And unfortunately, everybody deals with their pain in different ways. And I think that the way that you were handling your pain was actually positive. And trust me, people in the chat, they understood exactly what you were talking about. And what you were talking about wasn't foreign to any of them. They've been listening to this show for years. So one thing about this movement is people are attracted to this movement for a specific reason. And it ain't because their lives are perfect. It ain't because they know everything. It ain't because they've never been through crazy shit. And it ain't because they've been treated beautifully all their lives. Everybody who comes to this show has been through some crazy shit. And that's whether they express it or whether they just listen all the time. But everybody gets something out of this. It's like therapy to a lot of people. That's why our circle is kind of small and kind of tight. And it's hard to branch out because this ain't your regular shit. This ain't a place where you come to front. This ain't where you come to act like you got everything or that everything great always happens to you. This ain't the place for that. This is where we keep it 100. So I applaud you for what you did and what you talked about last night, because that's the see. You never know who's getting, who's receiving the medicine that you dishing out. You might think that you treating yourself and you might not realize that you putting the bandage on somebody else. You may be putting your medicine, your castor oil on your spoon and drinking it. And you don't really realize you just helped somebody else relieve their pain. You just took away a symptom for somebody else, because although they might not be able to express, what has happened to them and how they feel about it like you were able to do last night, they realize that they're not alone. And there is nothing like, there's no support like knowing that somebody else has been where you are and that they made it out. And now they have opened the door for you to escape too. So you didn't bring the chat down. You can best believe. You know, if anything, you probably raised the level of respect that they have for you, because like it ain't what you talked about last night. And when you call in on a regular basis, that ain't no easy shit for people to do. You know what I'm saying? You know, a lot we dealing with things and people who hid out in the back of the class. You know, they didn't want to be seen. It was, you know, they had some shit to hide, so they hid wherever they could. This movement is designed to let you know that it's all right to sit in front of the class, that it's okay to be who you are,
that what happened to you doesn't have to end you. You're still here, and you have another chance, and you're gonna afford more and more chances for yourself as you go on. So no, you didn't bring down the chat last night. I'm proud of you for doing that, and I'm thankful for to you for doing that as well. So no, you don't have to make up for that. We know that you have just as many ups as you may have down, but we also know what it's like to get that death blow. You know what I'm saying? That thing where you feel like somebody actually tried to end your life, whether they knew that that's what they were doing it consciously or not. You know, just when you hit somebody with your car, whether you meant to do it or not, guess what? Those injuries are real. You understand what I'm saying? So nah, man, you don't owe no apology for that shit. Matter of fact, I'm going to say thank you once again for that. That was real.
Thank you, bro. Thank you for the platform, man. Just to even get I'm gonna say it like this, just to even get my rocks off, no homo.
No doubt. But that's what we do. That's what we do, and we're gonna keep on doing that shit. All right, man. I gotta do these birthday shout outs, man, but once again I appreciate you.
Yes, sir, you too. Shalom, bro.
All right, y'all, let's do these birthday shout outs. That's my man throwing down right there. All right, y'all, we have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious November 3rd, it is November 3rd. Well, I'll be there. And they deserve to be acknowledged, so let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the rocks. Elena Sabria McDaniels, happy birthday to you. And also Justin Drew, turning 42 years old today, happy birthday to you. And Kia Slater, turning 44. Bow, 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 bow. Yeah, what's up now, motherfucker? Happy birthday to you. And also Giselle Green, turning 45. Bow, 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 bow. Okay, happy birthday to you. And also Steven Johnson. Happy birthday to you, Steven Johnson. That's my cousin. That's me cousin, Steven Johnson. Happy birthday to you, cuz. And Dina D, turning 41 years old today. And last but not least, my other cuz, Ashley Sharp, turning 36 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. November, out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on and do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, age appropriate. I don't know. I mean, you know, I mean, it seems like you a certain age, you know, you shouldn't be popping your gum. You know what I mean? Only young girls should pop their gum, and it's irritating when they do it too. And I feel like, you know, you might be too old to be running around here trying to listen to trap music. But if that's the music that you like, then listen to trap music. I think it's better than mumble rap, but I don't know, like, think they should just have better lyrics. But anyway, I mean, if that's what you like to do, then that's what you like to do. I would love to go as far as to say, as long as you're not hurting anybody or affecting anybody, then what you do is okay. But there are a lot of things that people do that do affect other people or influence other people, and they don't seem to want to acknowledge that that's actually going on. So if you are conscious of mind and you are responsible, then you know, we ain't got no problems. I don't want no problems. You know, but I think it's good for each and every one of us to look inside of ourselves a little bit and kind of think about how we look at things when they're presented to us. But always be conscious of the fact that just because it doesn't affect you in a certain kind of way doesn't mean that it doesn't affect somebody else. We can all show a little empathy. We can all show a little compassion. We can all show, listen, put on some goddamn clothes. With your 45, 55, 60-year-old ass. Take up all that. Like, I don't know, man. Before we get out of here, let me ask y'all something. I mean, is it all right for women, you know, 50 years and older to be having all that weave in their hair? Fake eyelashes and shit? That's cool. I mean, for real, son. Word mother, for real. That's cool. I remember when I was 38, just starting to do this show, and I was doing comedy all heavy. And this young girl told me I was too old to be saying, yeah. I was like, too old to be what? She said, you too old to be running around here talking about yeah. I was like, oh, I understand what you're saying, Mom. I'm just going to need you to get the fuck away from me. You go bye-bye. So, yeah. All right. I want y'all to have a great night. I hope y'all enjoyed listening to the show as much as I enjoyed broadcasting it. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know? Do you know where you're going to? Do you like the things your life is showing you? Where are you going to? Do you know? All right, let's play this music and get on the body here. And once again, thanks for calling in. And thank all of y'all for participating in this movement. Don't forget to share the show. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Don't forget to hit that like button. You know, do me a solid on that end. You know what I mean? It don't cost you nothing to do that shit, all right? All right. So let's go. All right. You want to be up right? Yes, Bill. Now. That's my word, baby. Yes.
Show it.
Let the beat go. Yeah.
And we out.